Hey everybody, Dean Graziosi, welcome to the Weekly Wisdom. I just got back literally 2 minutes ago from being out in Newport, California with my good friend Joe Polish and his yearly event that he does. And some of the most incredible people and for your health, your mind, your soul, your body, for marketing, for business was there. It was an incredible event. But two people really touched my heart. One is, and he's a good friend, is Brendan Burchard. I don't know if you've ever seen Brendan. He's all over the place. The Charge, multiple New York Times best-selling author and out there just changing lives in a big way. And yesterday, we spent the whole day with Arianna Huffington, the owner of Huffington Post. What an amazing story she has. At 50 years old, she started Huffington Post and then ended up selling it not that many years later to AOL for $350 million. She still runs it, just a powerhouse. But what we really talked about yesterday, and I wanted to deliver this message to you, and I have a lot of messages I'm going to be sharing with you over the next couple of weeks that I pulled out of this incredible event, and I spoke, and I even want to share with you what I spoke on, but that's for another day. Today, I want to talk about redefining success. You know, I want you to be the most successful you could possibly be, and I want you to make all the money you could ever imagine that gives you the quality of life that you deserve, that you desire, that can help your family, your wife, your husband, parents, kids, whatever it is. But I want to make sure that I share everything that I learn and make sure we redefine success. Arianna Huffington wrote her book, Thrive, that I gave out to a lot of people that came to the edge because she was working so hard and so exhausted that not that many years ago from literally lack of sleep and going at it, she passed out, fell, hit her head, and literally like broke her eye socket. And it just gave her this awakening of what the true definition of success is. So I want to deliver this to you to make sure you're conscious of what's going on right here, right in the now, with your life, right? If you're sacrificing family, your health, loved ones, your spouse, in that pursuit to make money, I want to promise you that you being a more efficient machine, you getting the right rest, you taking yoga or meditating or exercising or eating a little healthier, you getting sleep, you not putting your phone like I did for years right next to my bed, would vibrate in the middle of the night, pick up and grab it and check it. All those things, we wouldn't do those things to someone we didn't like. We got to start realizing, and I'm going to help Arianna and Brendan Burchard with this message of redefining success. I want you to have all the money in the world. That's why I push and do these videos and do everything I can. But I also want you to live a fulfilled life. That's why I wrote the book Totally Fulfilled 8-9 years ago. And just money, not fulfilled. Just family, but not taking care of your health and not going to be there for them, not fulfilled. And the one big word that just kept coming out in my head was being conscious of us. You know what? You know when you're getting sick. You know when your body's mad at you. You know when you're not putting, you know, the focus on the things that really matter. So this week, I would love to try all of us to be more conscious than we ever were and write down the things that are taking us away from the things that could make us successful. Again, you might see a gangster who's a murderer, but just because he's got money, people look up to him like he's successful. Or you see a athlete that does bad things, but they have money, so we look up to them. It doesn't make it bad. America was built on entrepreneurs and people striving, and I think we should admire entrepreneurs. We should want success because when you have the money, yes, things get easier. But if you don't find consciousness and live in the present and figure out all the things in your life and find a balance, money is just a magnifying glass. So if there's chaos and stress in your life, when you get more money and you pack that on, it's just going to magnify it. So try this week to figure out what is your consciousness level. Are you truly looking at your kids or just going patting them on the head and walking away, or grandchildren, or seeing the flowers, seeing life? Listen, I know you could be watching me right now and go, Dean, it's easier for you. You got lots of money. You can be more conscious. But I look back in my life and the most successful times I had, the most successful, even when I was broker than broke. Remember, I lived in a trailer park. I've been broker than broke. When I was the most successful is when I was taking care of my body, my thoughts were good, I was conscious of my surroundings, and I had a vision of the future. When I get in that crazy frenzy of just trying to do it all and overwhelmed and saying yes, 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 and not sleeping and working in the middle of the night and I do all that stuff, I just kind of maintain, even though it's more like I'm running on the treadmill then compared to running on a ladder. So that's my message for today. I hope it came out good. I have a lot to share over the next couple weeks that I extracted from this incredible event. But with Arianna Huffington and Brendan Burchard and, of course, my great friend Joe Polish, yesterday the whole day was just about let's all work together to redefine success, meaning, yes, financially better, but you're taking care of your body, you're meditating, you're yoga, you're sleeping better, you're turning the phone off when people are around, you don't put it next to your bed, doing those things that can make you feel fulfilled and we reach a new definition of success. I'm Dean Graziosi. I will talk to you next week. Oh, if you're watching this on iTunes, make sure to go to deansfreebook.com. That's deansfreebook.com. Or if you're on deangraziosi.com, you can go right up here and grab it. Two great books for free, not kind of free, all the way free. And there's a cool video after you should watch. I'll talk to you next week.